stooping to conquer. He humbled himself, Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. You and I are so lost that God alone can reach us and save us. We're fallen so far that God and only God can stoop so low to where our sins have drowned us. If God does not bow, we are banished forever from his sight. If God does not stoop, we are stained forever with sin's brand mark. One stooping from the crown to the crib. Those words, from crown to crib, summarize the first volume of Christ's humiliation. Christ was God. He wore the crown. In order to save us sinners, he must be born amongst cattle and laid in a crib and laid in a manger. The Word became flesh, the Holy Scriptures announce. Christ can only save us as he becomes one of us. He must be a man as well as God to be our mediator. For an archangel to stoop to be a worm, that would be humiliation. But for God to become man, that is super humiliation. Indeed, he stooped to conquer me. Secondly, stooping from the crib to the cross. From the crib to the cross summarizes the second volume of Christ's humiliation. The road to the cross was down all the way, down to pennilessness, homelessness, companionlessness. As Christ walked the road to the cross, he was divesting himself of all his robes until he hung stark naked on the tree. Constant humiliation was his lot. He stooped to conquer you and me. Thirdly, stooping from the cross to the curse. From the cross to the curse summarizes the third and final volume of Christ's humiliation. After man had crowned Christ with thorns, whipped him with whips, spiked him with nails, and hung him up to die, then God took in hand the punishment of his Son. Upon him fell God's awful curse, so that you might escape God's wrath forever. If you do not lie prostrate before that sight, it is proof positive you have never really seen it. Think of it. The Lord stooped all this way to conquer you. Yield to him now. Amen and amen.